Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. More than 800 people turned up last night in Dana Point for a forum held by the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Southern California Edison wants to restart one of its mothballed units at the San Onofre Nuclear Power Plant, which has been out of commission since January. Edison wants to see if running a unit at 70% avoids the unusual wear and tear that led to the shutdown. Regulators, residents, and ratepayer advocates debated the proposal to cheer Cheers and jeers from the crowd in the ballroom at the local St. Regis Hotel. But no decision was made last night. NRC staffers anticipate they'll need a few months to conduct an independent technical analysis. More than 725 people are sitting on California's death row. But if Proposition 34 passes next month, their sentences will all be converted to life in prison without the possibility of parole. As the California Report's Scott Schaefer explains, the measure is the latest chapter in a meandering legal and political dispute over capital punishment.
In February of 1960, Governor Pat Brown had a tough decision to make. His office was being flooded by clemency appeals for death row inmate Carol Chessman. Convicted of kidnapping, robbery, and rape, Chessman maintained his innocence.
Well, I don't know if I ever actually had hope. It's like a soldier out in the field, the battlefield. I don't know if he has hope or not.
Letters and calls poured into the governor's office on Chessman's behalf. As Pat Brown recalled in a 1986 KQED documentary, the most urgent appeal to stop the execution came from his own family.
My son asked me to do it and said, "Dad, this man didn't kill anybody. I think you should commute it to life imprisonment."
His son, Jerry Brown, who had been studying for the priesthood, apparently made a persuasive case.
I says, "I'll do it." And I did it. And they damn near executed me.
The governor's 60-day reprieve didn't save Chessman, who died in the San Quentin gas chamber 2 months later. But his case helped ignite international opposition to capital punishment. In 1972, the California Supreme Court declared the state's death penalty unconstitutional. For the next 20 years, capital punishment bounced back and forth, with voters restoring it and the courts striking it down. In 1977, with Jerry Brown now governor, the state legislature enacted a new death penalty law, overriding his veto. The next year, voters went a step further, overwhelmingly passing Proposition 7, expanding California's capital punishment law. Sacramento attorney Donald Heller wrote the ballot measure.
California was a Western state and a law and order state, even though California was always a very liberal state. It was part of the culture. I mean, it was a culture of hanging them high from the big oak tree.
But still, there were no executions. The state Supreme Court, led by Jerry Brown's controversial Chief Justice Rose Byrd, overturned more than 60 death sentences. By 1986, Jerry Brown was out of office after deciding not to seek a third term as governor. His successor, George Duke Majan, supported a well-funded effort to oust Chief Justice Byrd and two of her colleagues on the court. Before the election, Byrd said the campaign against her was simply playing off the emotions of crime victims.
"And so if they find a way in which to vent that anger and it comes to us, how can I say that that's wrong? I think it's wrong for the politicians to exploit that."
Chief Justice Byrd and her two colleagues lost, and Governor Duke Majan replaced them with three justices who were more conservative. Still, another 6 years went by with no executions. The first scheduled to die was Robert Alton Harris, convicted of killing two teenagers in San Diego.
"If I could give my life for one of them or both of them, I would without hesitation. But I can't, Whatever happens in my case, it won't bring them back."
In 1992, Harris died in the gas chamber at San Quentin. It was the first execution in California in more than 25 years. Then, 2 years later, the state was stymied again when a federal court declared California's gas chamber a cruel and unusual form of punishment. The state switched to lethal injections and carried out 10 executions that way. But in 2006, a federal court declared that procedure unconstitutional and issued an injunction stopping further executions. It remains in effect today. Now voters will weigh in again. Prop 34 on the November ballot would eliminate a death penalty the measure's backers say is broken and can't be fixed. One of its supporters, Donald Heller, who wrote the 1978 ballot measure expanding capital punishment.
"What I wrote was non-functional. What I wrote resulted in injustice, and so supporting Prop 34 was an easy decision.
Jeannie Woodford oversaw four executions as warden of San Quentin Prison and is also a leading proponent of Prop 34.
I tell people at the end of every execution, someone on my staff would say, did we make the world safer tonight? And we all knew the answer was no.
Woodford argues that California's death penalty offers crime victims a false hope of closure.
Going in and out to court, all the appeals, all of the focus on the offender. We remember the offender's name, and very seldom do we remember the victim's name. And that just isn't right.
The very same people who are pushing this initiative have fought us tooth and nail on the reforms.
Kent Scheidegger advocates for crime victims. He's frustrated that time and again in Sacramento, measures to shorten the appeals process never make it out of committee.
If the legislature would do its job and pass the reforms correctly, we could get this done.
Supporters of Prop 34 say just locking them up and throwing away the key, no chance of parole, would be cheaper and eliminate the chance of executing an innocent person. But opponents like Kent Scheidegger aren't persuaded, saying sometimes life in prison is too light a sentence.
These are cases of serial rape and torture, people torturing and murdering children. And life in prison without parole simply isn't a sufficient punishment.
Last year, Governor Jerry Brown canceled plans to build a new death row at San Quentin, saying the state can't afford it. Brown isn't taking a public position on Prop 34, but earlier this year, his corrections secretary, Matthew Cate, framed the decision of whether to eliminate the death penalty this way.
Well, it would be less expensive and less complicated, that's for sure. But the real debate hinges on whether those costs and those complexities are worthwhile.
The campaign to repeal the death penalty has outraised its opponents by a huge margin. A recent field poll found voters evenly divided on the measure. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.
Tomorrow, our coverage of Proposition 34 continues. We'll hear from the district attorneys of Los Angeles and San Francisco. That's the California Report for Wednesday, October 10th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Mary Van Voorhees Fund and the Follis Family Fund for coverage of climate change. Chevron, committed to helping California grow by supporting small businesses and investing in education. More information available at chevron.com. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as data storage, compression, and disaster recovery. Barracuda.com.